Well, good morning. It's 7:40. Brack, Hunter.
Here we go.
Rick is here as well. Mr. Astley, if you will. We got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring? You want to start a great career with awesome pay, room to grow, great benefits? Look no further than special-lite.com. Right here in Southwest Michigan, you can get started on that new career today. I saw this topic on Reddit, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is such a great topic, because I don't care if you go to the richest I don't care if you go to
everybody's got one, man.
Buckingham Palace. Every single place has a junk drawer, okay? And even if you plan, like, look, we just moved into this brand new house. We're going to start fresh, honey. No junk drawer. And Kiki and I did that when we moved into our house here.
It's going to be used, right?
Dude, it took a month for that junk drawer to just become a mess. Just a disaster.
I'm happy you made it a month, dude. That's quite a feat, honestly.
You know, I had little trays, little organizations. All right, pens go here, random thing. And then eventually just, it's a catch-all. It's a catch-all for junk. It's a junk drawer. So with that said, what is something every junk drawer must have in order to be considered a proper junk drawer?
Oh, boy. Where do we start? So, first off, I have two of them, possibly three, to be honest with you. So, mine consists of two random things. I got a deck of cards, some loose change that's never going to be used. Dude, and for some reason, a million pens. I got 1,000 pens, and I always kind of keep them rubber banded together, but then... But then you use a couple, and that rubber band gets loose. Dude, you open that drawer up once, poof, they're everywhere. And then you can't open the drawer because one of those pens goes click and gets lodged up, and it, like, locks the damn thing.
That or one of the three pairs of scissors that for some reason you have gets wedged in there. Or that clear plastic 12-inch ruler that you have that for some reason you think you need a ruler in there.
Lodges perfectly in between. How do you get that? I got to take an axe to the drawer. That's basically how I get
it. Sell the house.
My hand can't get in there. Sell the house.
You're not going to get it. Just sell the house. It's condemned.
So what happened, man?
I think what I'm ready to do is get rid of the rubber band collection of pens. Because what you do then, you nailed it right on the head. The nail right on the head is you'll take one out because you're so pen rich, though, that you are reckless with the pen. So you'll take another one out. Or I lost that pen. I'll just grab another one.
Then they're all gone.
Then they're all gone.
Where do they go?
And then, but somehow, you end up with another rubber band ball of pens in there. I don't get it. Like, it is the most... There needs to be a study done on junk drawers and how they become the way they are.
Yeah. They have a David Attenborough, narrate it.
It's baffling to me. For me, those are all great answers, by the way, Hunter. All great answers. For me, for it to be a proper junk drawer, you need to have a crudely opened plastic bag of rubber bands. Okay, that needs to be in there. All right, wedged in the back,
scattered everywhere.
So you got that. You also need almost used up gift cards. Okay, so you got gift cards to restaurants or to the hardware store. You use them a couple times. Like, okay, they usually have like $1.25 on there. Maybe
I prop them up on the side of the junk drawer.
Yeah, right there.
I won't lose them if I prop them up.
You got expired gift certificates in there. If you don't have a bag of rubber bands and almost used up gift cards or expired gift certificates, it's not a proper junk drawer in my mind.
Maybe something in the back like that you haven't used that you thought you were going to use for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, this would be great. Oh, look, honey, $25 to Chili's. This is great. This is great. That and a almost used up thing of scotch tape as well. That's got to be in there too.
Oh, you know what else is in mine? A bunch of those little tiny candles, whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The little tea
candles. Yeah.
Never going to use those.
Why do we have tea candles in here? When's the last time we used tea candles?
Tea candles.
That's a good junk drawer one too. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Oh, there's always a Canadian nickel in there too. It's because you can't use it.
What is that, a token?
Is that a wheat penny? This doesn't make sense. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What is something every junk drawer needs to be considered a proper junk drawer? We'll be back with your answer. Stick around. Well, who now?
that banjo.
Get it, man. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What is something every junk drawer needs to have to be considered a proper junk drawer?
Everybody's got one.
Everyone's got one. Let's take a phone call here. WIRX, hello.
I got three for you, just because I've actually got three junk drawers, and I think
dear
these
God,
will fit perfectly.
You have a problem. Three of them? Your house is
a
mess.
I do have a problem. Top number one, duct tape.
Okay, yep, good all answer. Right. Good answer, yep.
You got to have the duct tape. Number two, random batteries.
Oh, yeah. In a bag or just a loose?
Yes. You never know if they're good or bad. You're going to reach for that remote battery, and you're just crossing your fingers.
Good
number
answer.
Three, pinhead nails.
Okay, yeah, just those white nails that you got in that one thing from Walmart that you used once, and now they're just sitting in there. Very good.
Either that or the silver, the little, you know, half inch, three quarter inch you're using to hang up pictures or nail in some trim.
All good answers, buddy. I love it.
Stabbing you.
All right, maybe cut down on two of those junk drawers, by the way. You got too many, all right?
We try, and then it just accumulates.
All right, buddy.
Yep.
Later. All good junk drawer answers, man.
Dude, batteries? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was a problem for me for a while, and I cured that problem. So I keep all my batteries in one spot now. But, dude, throughout my whole life,
it's so true.
You're just hoping.
Did your folks ever have a battery tester? Do you remember those? Are those still a thing?
Oh, my God, dude. They used to have this battery tester that tested, like, every single battery that was ever made. But, from like 1835 to now, if you needed to test something, dude, boom, we got you.
But here's
it's like a teardrop slot, dude, and I could never figure out.
I have a question with the battery tester. Are you just taking batteries out of things and throwing them into the drawer? Like, that's the mindset behind the battery tester. You need a tester to test these random batteries that you have laying around. If you took out the batteries, doesn't that mean that they're bad and we just get rid of it? But no, for some reason, let's keep a battery tester because instead of throwing out the battery that we assume is dead because we took, like, we just have random batteries. Why do we just have random batteries? Say it doesn't make sense.
It's a problem.
Just throw them out.
It's a problem. It's a human problem, man. We haven't figured it out.
My God.
How about this? I had to change the battery in my mouse this morning. It's just one battery, right?
Yeah.
And I get the Amazon batteries. And so I grab one out of the mouse, right? And then I go grab another one. And I walk back to my mouse and I look at my hands and I'm like,
you couldn't remember which one?
Which one? Which?
That's why we have battery. You know, that's why
so
we have
I had
battery
to throw
testers.
Two battery in. That's why you have to, exactly.
So you got battery
what
testers.
About the batteries you brought up? Remember, you touched both ends. And
oh, the old Duracell? Like, that was a big thing. Is like, oh, you don't need
what
a tester. You had to, probably because people dislocated their thumbs trying to squeeze right. that thing so hard. And it's like, oh, okay.
It's like this you tried to charge it with your hand.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of juice in there.
Great answers there. We got some awesome answers on Facebook. Roger said tubes of glue. It's just super glue just laying around. You're not getting
Here's
that cap
thing,
off.
With super glue, you better use the whole thing one the first time.
Yep.
Because when you put the cap back on, that's what super glue does.
Dude,
it glues it together.
I don't understand it. Mike had a good answer. Bottle opener or multiple bottle. Why do we have six wine bottle openers in here?
Exactly.
Who's
using a bottle? Do you not? I mean, it's easy to open a bottle.
Oh, but I could see like a corkscrew.
Yeah, like that.
Let's see. Mark said random leftover screws, nuts, and hardware from do-it-yourself furnishing projects. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's in there.
Yeah,
why might
you
use
the
this?
IKEA, the IKEA project. You get extra screws with. But I need to save them for something.
Just in case. Samantha had a good one to go along with that. Allen wrench. Dude. I have like 16 Allen wrenches, and it's all because of that furniture, because every single one, there is not a shortage of Allen wrenches could be our form of currency if the world ever goes into apocalyptic wasteland. Like, well, hey, I got all these Allen wrenches, man.
There was one guy at one point in our life who said, that, you know what? People have problems. Allen wrenches everywhere. Let's just put them into one little tool, you know?
Yeah.
Let's keep them all together.
But you always lose that tool. But you'll find that one random Allen wrench. I like Rob's answer to make it a proper junk drawer. Three zip ties. He was specific. Three zip ties.
Three zip ties. And you always need four.
Damn it.
Post-it notes. That was Amanda's answer. Good answer. Forrest said menus from local restaurants. Yep. Yep. Those live there.
Yeah.
Scott said old phone chargers. Amen. Amen.
Like, why?
We don't even have this phone anymore. It's for an old flip phone. Why do we have it? It's for a BlackBerry.
Dude, I still have my phone from like 2000. It's great. The old Nextel flip phone. Why do we save these?
Yeah, because some reason we think we're gonna need to charge those up someday.
I could still charge a Nextel phone.
Yep, like,
it's
right
that
now.
big square one that clicks in.
Yep.
Which was a nice charger, by the way.
I like Jessica's answer. Those plastic screw holders that go in the drywall to secure the screws. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
Fasteners.
God, there's so many good answers. Gina said dog nail trimmers, all sorts of glue, magnifying thing on a stick, thermometer, scissors, mini flashlight.
We have two magnifying glasses in our junk drawer. For what? Don't even need one.
What are you burning ants on the weekend, man? Come on now.
Right. What's going on?
An old lady that can't read the paper? Oh, man. This is so. I like that people included photos of their junk drawer. Ooh, there's some of those plug-in Sensi things, you know, that the Glade plug-ins. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I have one of those in my junk drawer. That's funny.
Paper That's clips. Only, oh, God, I love
dude,
it.
Dude, I still have beads from, like, St. Paddy's Day in, like, 2019. I got a little green cup.
You know? I got some chips, tokens for bars, right? Those are always sitting in there. Oh, my God. I love it. What is it with junk? We'll never have an answer, Hunter. Never. Yeah. I'm just so happy.
Don't
right
you
now.
Look in my junk drawer, though. That's
private. That's private.
That's private.
All right. We're going to.